Welcome to This Week in the Word with Pastor Wale Maye, Senior Pastor at Touch of Love Bible Church in Laurel, Maryland.
I need to be honest with you. At times, I wish mirrors could lie. I wish when I look into the mirror, I see myself 30 years younger. Well, I don't have to be a prophet this morning to know what all of you are thinking. Pastor, stop daydreaming. Mirrors never lie. Who you are is what you're seeing in the mirror. But it's not only mirrors that never lie. Time also does not lie. You know, if you decide to take the battery out of your watch and your watch stop working, that does not mean that time will stop. Whether the watch works or not, time keeps going on. Now, one thing that time does not lie about are seasons. You know, I'm talking about the different seasons that life brings into our experiences. As Solomon will remind us in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. And I still remember very vividly the tender season of my life when I was young and I was completely dependent on my parents for my livelihood. Then I transitioned to another season of life. I became an adult. And this season of life called for personal responsibility, which I embraced. Then again, I transitioned to another season of life. I got married. Again, this season also called for responsibility, which I embraced. Then I became a father. Then came another season of my life. And you know what? The list keeps going on to the different seasons of my life. Now, while transitioning into those seasons of my life was easy for me, for some people, moving on from the past and embracing the new season of their life is a struggle. For some people, it is a struggle to move on from failed relationships and embrace a new season of life. For others, it is a struggle to move on from a traumatic experience, abandonment by a parent, an abuse, and they can embrace that new season of life. For others, it's a struggle to move on from grief. A loved one passes away and they stay in this state of grief for years upon years, and they cannot embrace the new season that are now going to live with this without this person. And you know, loved ones, such unwillingness to move from the past and embrace a new season of life, you know, not only stagnate our growth, but it also disconnects us from the new opportunities that awaits each one of us in the future. Now, our all-knowing God obviously understands the struggle perfectly. That's why both in different stories and teachings in the Bible, God instructs us of the importance of, first of all, understanding that life is going to be full of seasons. There'll be a season to weep, a season to laugh, and that we must understand the importance of moving on when there's a transition, moving on from the past and embracing the new season that life brings into our experience. And this morning, using a story nestled in the Old Testament book of Genesis, the story of Jacob as a case study, I want to harvest some spiritual principles this morning about moving on from the past and embracing a new season of life. And this is what brings me to Genesis chapter 35. Let's look at this, Genesis chapter 35. You know, by way of context here, Jacob, the grandson of Abraham, had married two sisters, wives, Leah and Rachel. And we know that God had blessed Jacob mightily, had blessed him so richly materially. And in the course of time, we read that God appeared to him in a place called Padan Aram, Genesis 35, verse 9. And God also blessed them. And in this place, God passed on to him the Abrahamic covenant. Verse 10 reads, God said to Jacob, your name is Jacob. You shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel will be your name. Thus he called him Israel. And God also said to him, I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall come from you, and kings shall come forth from you. The land which I gave to Abraham and Isaac, I will give it to you. And I will also give you, I will give the land to your descendants after you. So here we see the transfer of the Abrahamic covenant to his grandson Jacob. And then after this encounter with the Lord, we're told that Jacob now called the name of that place Bethel, which means the house of God. So after this encounter with God, Jacob now departed from that place and journeyed towards a place called Ephrath. Now his wife Rachel, we read here, was expecting. And as they journeyed, the time came for her to deliver. Now this was not our first child. She had already bore Joseph. And I need to make an observation here, loved ones. You know, I'm not a woman. Neither have I ever given birth. And I know I will never give birth. But from what I've gathered from mothers, right? You know, the first child is often the most challenging one. You know, the process of birth. The second, they say, it's often less challenging. Again, I want you to understand I'm not a woman, neither have I ever given birth. I'm just telling you what they told me, so don't look at me funny. But here for Rachel, our second delivery here was very difficult because the Bible reminds us here in verse 16 that she suffered severe labor. And while she suffered severe labor, she was able to now give birth. And the midwives, you're told, told her that do not fear, for now you have another son. And it came about that as her soul was departing, in other words, she was dying, that she named him Ben-Oni. But the father called him Benjamin. In other words, here tragedy struck that after she gave birth, she died. Now, the Bible does not mention this, but I truly believe Jacob here must have been devastated and overwhelmed with grief because he loved his wife, Rachel. And not only that, Joseph, our first son, must also have been devastated. You know, while the other children of Jacob had their mother, Jacob, or Joseph rather, had become motherless. And this must have been a very, very tragic event. This event had catapulted Jacob, Joseph, and the entire family into a new season. But then we read that after she passed, Jacob now gave her a befitting burial. We're told that Jacob buried her, and Jacob actually set up a pillar to mark the place where she was buried. Then we read that Jacob now journeyed on and pitched his tent towards the Tower of Eder. So now what spiritual principles can we harvest about moving on from the past and embracing a new season of life from Jacob's experience here? First, you know, life won't seek your permission before ushering you into a new season or into a new reality. When Jacob left Bethel, presumably he was on top of the world. You know, he had wealth. He had a great family. He received a great promise from God. And even he was expecting another child. Life was good. Jacob had it all together. But then came the unexpected. Then came the process of birth, and Rachel is his beloved wife. Rachel, the woman he loved so dearly, she died in the process of childbirth. You know, at this point, life blindsided Jacob. Life did not come to Jacob and seek Jacob's permission before ushering him into a new reality. And what was that reality? The death of his wife. And Joseph will now become motherless. Loved ones, this morning, you know, if no one has ever told you this, I want to go on record as the first to inform you about this. You know, life won't seek your permission before ushering you into a new reality. Neither will life wait for you to get ready before ushering you into a new reality. Unanticipated events will catapult you into a new season of life. Unanticipated events will enter your experience that will change your life and my life, perhaps in an instant. You know, it could come through a car accident. Yeah, you are going to work in the morning, everything is good, and wow, it's an accident. And you end up in the hospital, and for 6 months, you're recuperating from an accident. A new reality has come into your experience. It could come through a sudden health challenge. You go to a doctor, you do a physical, and they find out that something is not right. And then it catapults you into a new experience, into a new reality. And you have a new season that you now have to attend to your health. Or it could come through the death of a loved one. A sudden, unexpected death of a loved one. Someone you love so much, all of a sudden just passes away. A new reality. And loved ones, listen to me this morning. Life won't seek your permission. That is why it is important as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ that we must, as believers, we must continually seek to be anchored down in the Lord Jesus Christ. And what do I mean that by being anchored down in the Lord Jesus? You have to seek to grow in grace. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10, he said, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. That is what it means to anchor down in the Lord Jesus Christ. You have to grow in grace. You have to know God in his nature. You have to know who God is when things are right. Because when that new reality comes into your experience, those new seasons that you never anticipated, the only one that will give you peace, the only one that will give you comfort in those seasons, Jesus. Don't wait until the season comes before you anchor down in Jesus. Here is the time for you and I to grow in grace. Understand that no matter what life deals you, no matter what life brings your way, that Jesus has promised never to leave you, nor to forsake you. That is his promise. No matter what comes your way, remember that Jesus has reminded us that he's working all things together for our good. That is his word. That is how you grow in grace and prepare yourself for when life will usher the unexpected into your experience and you will face a new season of life. And here, I believe Jacob, the reason Jacob in this narrative, I believe, could stand even when he lost his beloved wife was because Jacob was already grounded in God. Jacob knew the God of Israel. Jacob knew Adonai. Jacob knew Yahweh, the God, will appear to his father and his grandfather. Jacob knew him. And Jacob understood that God was still on the throne. The second thing, loved ones, I want you to glean here is this. You know, learning to embrace the changes that each season brings into your experience is a gateway to mental, emotional, and spiritual wellness. Can I repeat that? You know, learning to embrace the changes that each season brings into your experience is a gateway to mental, emotional, and spiritual wellness. Now, watch the new season here in this narrative in Jacob's life, the death of his wife. Now, while this text does not say this, but I believe here that Jacob actually embraced the change that came through this new reality, the death of his wife. How do I know that? Because we read in this narrative that while Rachel was dying on her deathbed after she gave birth to her son, they brought the young man to Rachel, and Rachel looked at him, and Rachel named him Ben-Oni, which means the son of my sorrow. But then Jacob came and named him Benjamin, the son of my right hand. The implication here is that rather than label this boy, this new child, sorrow, Jacob had a new perspective. Jacob embraced the change. Jacob embraced the reality and named him the child or the son of my right hand. Implication is that he is now the child of my favor. In essence, what Jacob did was Jacob saw the favor of God in his darkest moment. Do you realize that? He saw the favor of God in his darkest moment. And loved ones, this is what I want you to understand. Rather than you asking why, rather than you saying to God, why did this happen? Lord, tell me why did this, or becoming embittered with God. You need to learn. You need to learn to accept the new reality that comes into your life. You need to learn to accept the new seasons that come into your life. You know, imagine you have a big job, six-figure salary job, got a big home, then the job goes. That's a new season. You are unemployed. Then you got to embrace this. And how do you embrace the change? You might decide you might need to downgrade. You might need to sell that big home and buy something that you can afford to live in and afford to live on. Imagine that there is a health issue and now the doctor said, listen, the kidney is not working well. Embrace the new change. Listen, you can't do nothing about it. You can go back and change it. Embrace it. Embrace it. You have to go in, dialysis. That's all right. But you have to embrace that new change that comes into your season. You know, when you seek to want to find out why, when you seek to want to find out why this happened in the past, why did I go through that trauma? Why did my father abandon me 25 years ago? Why did I go through the divorce? Why did the person I love abandon me? When you try constantly to figure this out, you are going to go into mental stress. You are going to go into emotional stress, and spiritually you'll be paralyzed. And I truly believe there's some in our churches that are spiritually paralyzed. Why? Because they're seeking to know why. They're seeking to want to understand, God, why did this happen to me? And my brothers and sisters, we won't understand everything. There'll be some things we will never understand. But listen, what we can do is to embrace the present and to plan for the future. You got to embrace those changes that the new seasons bring into experience. You know, you're going to a new season financially because you went into bankruptcy. Embrace that new season. Nothing wrong in embracing it. It's going to keep you sane. Listen to me. It's going to keep you sane because it's in those new seasons that I believe that God actually elevates us to different ways and different means. And most times, it is when we enter this new season, we begin to receive new mercies. And the new mercies of God leads us to greater understanding of His will and of His way and helps us as believers to actually grow more in the knowledge of God and also to rest in His sufficiency. Loved ones, this morning, we got to learn to embrace the changes that come into our life because of the new season that we enter into. And here is the third thing, loved one, I want you to write down. You know, loved ones, you don't have to forget, but you have to move on from the past. Again, guess what I'm saying here? You don't have to forget, but you have to move on from the past. I want you to go back to this narrative. You know, after the death of Rachel, we're told here that Jacob buried her. Now, Jacob could have placed her in an unmarked grave. An unmarked grave that just, you know, so unmarked that nobody knows where Rachel is buried. But Jacob didn't do that. Jacob actually buried her, and Jacob set a pillar over a grave. And the narrative tells us here that the pillar of Rachel's grave still stands till this day in terms of biblical dispensation of that time. But what was the purpose of this pillar that I believe Jacob set over a grave? The pillar was set there to remember Rachel. Jacob will never forget Rachel. Jacob will love Jacob will love Rachel, will never forget. He set the pillar to remember. But watch this. After he had set that pillar, the Bible now tells us that he journeyed on and pitched his tent beyond the Tower of Eder. Again, I want you to watch this. He journeyed on and pitched his tent beyond the Tower of Eder. Now, it's very important for you to understand this narrative here, loved ones, because what this narrative is telling us is so critical here. It's saying, listen, Jacob remembered. He still remembered, but Jacob moved on. Jacob could have chosen to stay where he was, grieve, become disillusioned, become angry, and just fail to pursue the purpose to which God has placed him there. But Jacob did not do that. Rather than being discontented, rather than being angry, Jacob moved on. And loved ones, this morning, yes, you might not be able to forget the events that catapulted you into a new season. Oh, yes, you might not be able to forget the fact that your marriage failed, that you were betrayed in a marriage. Yes, you might not be able to forget the fact that you experienced trauma in your experience. You might not be able to forget the loved one that went suddenly, that passed on. You might not be able to forget that. Yes, we will always try. We will always remember. Those things will come to our mind. But this is what you need to do. This is what I need to do. You need to move on. You need to move on. What do I mean by that? You must have to move on. You can't stay in the past and wallow in the past. And the process of moving on, I believe, has to do with a couple of things, loved ones. You have to learn to forgive. You know, the forgiving is actually the process of moving on. Reason many people can move on is because they are still resentful. It's because they're still embittered. It's because they still are holding those persons who did that evil to them. They're still holding them in resentment and in anger. But you got to learn to move on. You got to learn to say, listen, I forgive you. And in forgiving and releasing those persons, you are actually moving on. You know, you're grieving and your grief is heavy. You got to learn to let go. Understand what the scripture says. That God give it and God take it away. That blessed be the name of the Lord. You got to let go. And in letting go, what you do is that you move on. Listen, if you don't move on, you stay where you are going to stagnate your life and your spiritual life. But you must learn that God has told us in his word that life will be filled with seasons. And God wants us to move on from seasons and to become the man and the woman of God he has called us to be. And loved ones, this morning, I encourage you. And I charge you that, listen, seasons will enter your life.
You have been listening to This Week in the Word. the radio broadcast ministry of Touch of Love Bible Church in Laurel, Maryland. It is our prayer that this radio broadcast informs and empowers you as you live out your daily lives for Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening, and please let us know how we can serve you better. And please remember that This Week in the Word is a listener-supported broadcast, and we depend on your faithful financial support to continue to minister the Word of God through this broadcast. So please consider becoming a ministry partner through your financial support. To give or for more information about service times, go to TOLBC.org. That's TOLBC.org, as we continue touching the world with the love of Jesus Christ.